This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's tempting to say it's all over, but the shouting for the Twitter IPO. Bankers are nickel and diming their way to the final offering price. Everybody who's going to get early shares already knows who they are, lucky sons of guns. But the true indication of the company's value will come when trading starts tomorrow morning. And you might think that with computer algorithms and high-frequency trading, that's when the machines are going to take over, right? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports the most important part of Twitter's IPO will actually be done by a real live human being.
When a company first starts selling stock, figuring out how to get the share price right can be tricky. Set the price too low, demand overheats, and supply gets strained. Set the price too high, and demand falls off. That's where the designated market maker comes in. He or she gets busy before the bell, fielding calls from buyers and sellers about what the opening share price should be. James Angel is a finance professor at Georgetown University. He watched designated market makers in action during the LinkedIn IPO.
They would be calling out the various prices at which they thought it was going to open, and eventually they figured out where the price was going to open, and then they had the opening trade, and then the computers took over.
Computers do largely dominate stock trades, but human judgment is still crucial. Matthew Cheslock is a designated market maker for Virtu Financial.
The human element is there to backstop anything that may happen. We trade in milliseconds now, so it's hard to believe that the human can react that fast, but we're able to do it because of our experiences down here. Most of the people down here have been down here many years.
Cheslock's been on the floor for 20. Once the human has handed trading off to the machines, the designated market maker's role isn't over. Gary Schilling is an investment economist. He compares the market maker to a traffic cop who keeps trades running smoothly.
If nobody else wants to buy, they're supposed to be buying. If nobody else wants to sell, they're supposed to be selling. But they also were supposed to be, as I say, the last troops in times of real duress.
For instance, buying during a big sell-off to help stabilize the price, or selling during a surge in demand to make sure shares are available. In general, making sure the price is right. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.